USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Many travelers are struggling to track down their luggage after Southwest Airlines canceled flights en masse. Nearly 16,000 have been canceled since last Thursday when a massive winter storm began to hit the U.S. This passenger is searching for his bags amongst a pile at Baltimore, Washington International Airport.
One of my bags is in Denver, and one of them is apparently in this sea of luggage.
The White House continues to promise to hold the airline accountable for all of the hassles.
We're going to have to take a deeper look at what's going on with their scheduling systems.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking on ABC.
This has clearly crossed the line from what's an uncontrollable weather situation to something that is the airline's direct responsibility.
FlightAware reports that Southwest accounts for 2,500 of the nearly 2,900 cancellations today. Many customers without options renting cars or booking flights with other carriers. And if you are filling up to hit the roads, it will cost you a little more.
Gas prices are up slightly. AAA reports the national average for a regular is 3 cents higher than Tuesday at $3.13 a gallon. That's still 41 cents lower than a month ago. Texas remains the lowest price leader at $2.70 a gallon. Georgia is a close second at $2.71. I'm Lance Pry.
The death toll from the snowstorm rocking Buffalo in the western New York region has risen above 30. That toll expected to keep growing in the coming days. Thousands without power, although the city slowly but surely is starting to reopen. Democrat Congressman Jamie Raskin says he's been diagnosed with cancer. The Maryland lawmaker saying it is serious but curable. He expects to stay working while he receives treatment on an outpatient basis. And former Pope Benedict is very sick, according to Pope Francis, who made the announcement about his predecessor. The 95-year-old Benedict has been living in a guest house at the Vatican since resigning in 2013. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Travel this holiday season has been a nightmare for many, but the outlook for the coming years isn't much better.
The sky-high airfares that people have complained bitterly about for the past few months are here to stay because the world is running desperately short on airplanes. Supply chain constraints mean new planes on order by companies like United Airlines likely won't be delivered for years down the runway. Boeing and Airbus, pretty much the only two companies supplying passenger jets, are sold out of their most popular single-aisle models through at least 2029. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Perhaps it was one of those reasons that caused a flight from Honolulu to Oakland to turn around mid-flight. A disturbance inside one of the cabins broke out among two passengers, and the plane was turned back Tuesday night to only be rescheduled for Wednesday. There's no word if those passengers are going to face any charges. Meanwhile, the happiest place on earth is asking its guests to be a little bit more courteous after a number of fights, including this one at Walt Disney World, that was heard and seen around the world on social media.
Stop.
Southern California's Disney theme parks are following suit with Florida, which posted an advisory in mid-December in response to recent guest behavior, asking guests to mind their manners or they may be asked to leave. Duke takes down University of Central Florida in the Military Bowl. Number 15, Oregon and North Carolina meet in the Holiday Bowl tonight. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.